Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. We were all sitting around the big kitchen table. It was Saturday morning, pancake morning. Mom was making orange juice. Henry and I were betting on how many pancakes we could eat. And Grandpa was flipping the pancakes. Where's the cat? He's sleeping. Seconds later, a pancake flew through the air, headed toward the kitchen ceiling, and landed right on Henry. Oh, no. We all laughed, even Grandpa. All the other pancakes landed in the pan. We ate all of them, even the one that landed on Henry. That night, Grandpa told us the best bedtime story ever. He said the flying pancake made him think of it. Across an ocean, over lots of huge bumpy mountains, across three hot deserts and one smaller ocean, there lay the tiny town of Chew and Swallow. In most ways, it was like any other tiny town. It had a main street, stores, houses, trees, gardens, a schoolhouse, about 300 people, and some cats and dogs. But there are no food stores in the town of Chew and Swallow. They didn't need any. The only thing that was really different about Chew and Swallow was its weather. It came three times a day at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Everything that everyone ate came from the sky. It never rained rain, it never snowed snow, and it never blew just wind. It rained things like soup and juice. It snowed mashed potatoes and green peas, and sometimes the wind blew in storms of hamburgers. Every morning people watched the weather report on TV to find out what they would eat that day. They would even hear a prediction of the next day's food. When the townspeople went outside, they'd carry their plates, cups, glasses, forks, spoons, knives, and napkins with them. That way they would always be ready for any kind of weather. If there were leftovers, the people took them home and put them on their refrigerators in case they got hungry between meals. By the time they woke up in the morning, breakfast was coming down. First there was a shower of orange juice. Then low clouds of sunny-side-up eggs moved in, followed by pieces of toast. Butter and jelly sprinkled down for the toast, and most of the time it rained milk afterward. For lunch one day, frankfurters and rolls blew in from the northwest at about 5 miles an hour. There were mustard clouds nearby. Then the wind shifted to the east and brought in baked beans. A drizzle of soda finished off the meal.